A recent national study rates the Cape Coral-Fort Myers metropolitan area the most dangerous in the country for pedestrians, and Florida was labeled the worst state overall. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros tells us why.
The nonprofit group Smart Growth America says pedestrians in Cape Coral and Fort Myers are at most risk in the U.S. based on the number of people struck and killed by cars between 2005 and 2014. Dan Moser is with the local advocacy coalition Bike Walk Lee. He's not surprised with the latest report. Moser says Lee County's roads are designed like highways, which he says induces speed. Plus, he says there's a lack of sidewalks and amenities for walkers and cyclists.
But even where they do exist, when they're up against a highway and you got to cross a 6, 8, 12-lane intersection that's not very friendly to you, it doesn't matter how many sidewalks you have or crosswalks. It's just not conducive to people wanting to use them.
But he says the study's data stops at 2014, and Moser says a lot of improvements have been made by the county in the last couple years. Donald Scott with the Lee County Metropolitan Planning Organization says they've adopted a master plan looking into pedestrian and cyclist needs. In 2015, they got $40 million from state and federal funds alone to make Lee County streets pedestrian friendly. But Scott says it's not just about infrastructure.
One of the things we'd like to see also from the education side of it is more attentive driving, avoid distractions. Quite a few of the fatalities that happened at night, about 40%, and wearing bright clothing and flashlights and that reflective clothing would help.
Scott hopes to see some more changes within the next 5 years. But Lee County is not the only one with the problem. 8 out of the top 10 worst metro areas in the country were in Florida, placing the state as the most hazardous for pedestrians. More than 5,000 people died walking on Florida roads between 2005 and 2014. A spokesperson for Smart Growth America, author of the study, says this report should influence state departments of transportation to make streets less deadly for their walking residents. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.